Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf, Nedarim Mem Zayin. We begin right on top. We go back to the last clause of the Mishnah. He tells his friend, look, I will not enter your home. So he's making a neder to forbid entry to his friend's home. So he made it personal. He made it owner-related, your home. What happens if this fellow, let's call him Reuven, who's the current homeowner, passes away or sells it to somebody else? It is no longer usher to this fellow Shimon who made the nether because it is no longer Reuven's home. On the other hand, if the home collapses and Reuven, the owner, rebuilds it, is that newly rebuilt home usher to Shimon? The answer is yes. Why? It's still Beisacha, your home. As opposed to when Shimon says to Reuven, Kainam Bayis Ze Shani Nichnas, entry to this particular property is usher to me. It's not owner related, it's property related. It's item based. In which case, even if he passes it on, he sells it to somebody else, the Isser remains intact. On the other hand, if the home falls apart and it's rebuilt, it's mutter. It is no longer that original home. So that's what we learn in the Mishnah. A fellow can make a neder even on something down the line. This home, this bias is also to me. Whether it's yours, whether you sell it to somebody else, whatever happens to this home, doesn't matter. It will remain usher to me, even if it changes hands. So that's a given. Boy Avimi. Avimi wants to know like this. What if instead of the non-homeowner making the nether, it was actually the homeowner himself? Let's call him Reuven, the owner of the home, who says, Koinam lebayis eshata nichnas. He turns to Shimon. By way of nether, by way of koinam, I am forbidding your entry into this home. Not my home, this home. Then he passes away. Mace. Reuven passes away. Oy shemachr la'achar, or he passes it on to a different person. He sells it to Levi. Mahu, what is the halacha? Can Shimon enter or not enter? On the one hand, you can say the Issa remains in place. The Issa was pegged to the home, or the home is still here. Adam Oyser Dava Shabrashusa, can Reuven have the koyach? Does Reuven have the ability to activate an iser, to apply an iser to something which is currently in his possession, his home, and have that status maintained even beyond his ownership, even to the point when he's no longer the owner? So typically you can't take something which belongs to a stranger and make it usher to another stranger. That's a given, that's a fact. You can take your things and make it usher on your friend. You can take your friend's thing and make it usher on you. You can even address something which is not yet here. Davar shalei ba la'olam, something which is coming in the future, which you expect to come, and make that usher on yourself. So although the item is not there, but you're here. So at least you have one positive factor. You are here. You can take something of yours and make it usher on your friend, even though you can't really, you can't control your friend's life, but it's your thing, so there's that one positive element there. That's yours. The thing is yours, although the friend is not yours. Likewise, you can take his thing, make it usher on you. Once again, there's one up and one down, one positive and one negative. It's your friend's item, which isn't really in your possession, so that's a negative. But you're making it usher on yourself, which is personal, so you can do that. But if you have two negative factors, two deficiencies, two chesroines, tarti legrei usa, a stranger's item on the other stranger, you can't do that. So perhaps, here as well, oiloi, perhaps you can't do it over here. Again, what happened? The homeowner, Reuven, says, this home is usher to you, Shimon, for all time. Then he sells it. At which point, it is no longer his possession. It's like somebody else's asset. You're taking somebody else's asset, making an usher on yet a third person? You can't do that. So perhaps he can't do that here as well. Or maybe he could, because here it's different. Because when the nether initiated, when it started, it was yours. So perhaps the nether takes root and stays in place even past the point of your ownership. So what's the halacha? Amar Rav Tashma, a simple raya from the following halacha. Ha'imer l'bnai, father tells his son, koinim she'ata nenali, you can't have an offer me. Umeis, the father passes away, yirashenu. The son inherits the father. You can't have an offer from the father. It is no longer the father's. So it's mutter. But if he says, Mr. Son, no hanah for me b'chayai, during my lifetime, u'b'moisi, and after my passing as well. He specifies, I want the iser to stay past my passing. In this case, it sticks. U'meis, and he passes away. Lo yiroshenu, the son, although technically he owns the inheritance, as the Ran points out, but he can't really have much from it. He can't enjoy it. He can't have benefit because, shema mino, we learn from here, that indeed, Adam Eser Dava Shebir Shusei, a person has the ability to apply an Isra to something which is in his possession and have that Isra remain throughout. Lika Sheyetzim Shusei even outlast his ownership. Shema Mino, that's a clear eye. Here comes a new sugya. Tanan Hassan. We have a Mishnah later on, Daf Nun Beis. A fellow gets up and says, Koinam Peiro Se'ilu Alai. These fruit are asa to me by way of nether. Koinam him al pi, they're asa to my mouth. I can't consume them. Koinam him lifi. All the various expressions of nether on a food item. So asar bichilufein, just as he can't have the actual fruit, he can't enjoy something which was exchanged for that fruit. So he sent away the banana, got an apple, or sold a banana for money. Chilufein, that's asar as well. So we'll see why. And certainly something which grew out of this item. He planted the banana and there grows another banana. Yeah, Taisa says it's like Giduli Hegdish, something coming out of something Hegdish. It's certainly Asur. And the Rush says it's Yeitze Migufa Isser. It's something which comes out of the Isser. Of course it's Asur. So growth or exchange is Asur. That's regarding the person who made the nether, right? Boy, Rami Bar Chama, here comes a shayla. Oh, Mar Koinam Peres Eilu Al Plani, Mao. Bichilufein. What would happen if I make these fruit asur to Shimon? Can Shimon take those fruits and exchange them for something else and use the exchanged item? It's a mashma from the Gemara that Gidulim certainly is asur because, as we said, something which sprouts out of the forbidden item is certainly Asr. It came from Isr. So in this case, where I made Shimon Asr on this fruit, of course, anything that grows out of the fruit is Asr. So if you plant it and you grow a tree, it's Asr. What about something which you got in exchange for that fruit? Is it Asr to him or not? What are the factors? Mi Amrinan, shall we say, Gabay Delay, regarding the fellow who made the nether on himself, right? Like in the Mishnah, he said, "Koydam peres elo alai." So he's the neder, he's the one making the nether on himself. There it can work. That nether incorporates even chilufin, which aren't yet here, something coming in the future in exchange for this fruit. It is also included in the nether. It's included in his mindset. He has that in mind as well, and it works. Mi amrinan gabi delay. Regarding the person himself, the one who initiated the nether. Hoil v'adam oisei peres chaver al atzmei. Just as you can take another person's product and make it asur on yourself. So even though there is a deficiency here, it's the other person's item, but since it's personal to yourself, so there's one positive factor, one negative factor, it works. And therefore, adam oisei davar shab loy beloy l'malatzmei. Likewise, in the following equation, where you're trying to make something usher on yourself, but the item is not yet here. It's coming in the future. It's chilufin, something which you're getting in exchange for the forbidden item. So there's a gray, so there's some deficiency. It's not yet here. It's not yet tangible, but it's for yourself. So there's that one positive aspect. So it works. As long as it's one up and one down, one positive, one negative. So therefore, chilufin are included. But gabi chaver, when you're trying to affect your friend, perhaps you can't do that. Why? Because there's a double negative here. Just like you can't take, you know, Shimon's fruit and make it usher on Levi, you have no right to do that. Because the item is not yours and the person is not you. It's not you. So there's a double deficiency, it doesn't work. Likewise, over here, when there's double deficiency, it wouldn't work. You can't take something which is not yet here. Like chilufin, and make it usher on your friend. So that's one way to look at it. Idilmo, perhaps you can say, midrabbanon, every time you exchange something which is usher bahano, you may not benefit from the exchanged item. It's gzeru derabbanon. Irrespective of what type of isser we're speaking about, neder or anything else. If you exchange it, you did an isser, you're not supposed to exchange it, right? That's a form of having anah from the original item by exchanging it for something else. So perhaps the Chacham made this gzera that any time you exchange an item, the chilufin is asr. Idilma mishum the chilufin kigidul and dummy, which treated like something which grew out of the thing, meaning as if you planted it and you grew another item from that, which is certainly, of course, asr. Kigidul and dummy, and therefore it doesn't matter who it is, loishna who, whether it's the person who made the nether, loishna chaver, or the other person who is affected by the nether. So back to our case where you take this item, you say it's usher on Shimon. So you made the nether for him. Perhaps when he takes it and exchanges it for something else, but the rabbanon it's usher. Amar of achabar min yume tashmal, bring your raya that it's okay. Haim al yishtay. Turns to his wife and he says, koinam shani mahanalach. I can't be mahani. You can't have anything from me. Who's going to support her? Loiva, so she borrows money from a stranger. Ubali chayvin, and those creditors boin v'nifroin, they can go and collect from the husband. Why? My taima, bali chayvin nifroin. What gives them the right to do that? And the Ran explains. You see, she's making an exchange, because when she takes the funds from that person, what is she doing? She's committing her husband's funds in exchange for that money. Because everybody knows that her husband's going to have to pay this back. Right? So when she's borrowing, she's in effect making an exchange. In exchange for this money, I am committing my husband's assets, which you will collect from him later. Problem is, to this Isha, her husband's assets are asr bahana. So she's basically taking a chilufa isr bahana, right? She's giving away that commitment, her husband's assets, in exchange for the money she's getting. So she's benefiting from something exchanged for isra hanoah. Why is it mutter? My time of bali chayvin ifrayin, why did bali chayvin allow to collect under her debt? Lav mishum de chilufin, lav ki gadul and dummy. Apparently, something in exchanged for isra hanoah. In this type of situation where a person was a subject, was a victim of a nadir, right, her husband made the nether against her. So she's allowed to make this exchange. So you see that it's mutter. A merava, no. This is not really an exchange. She's not actually exchanging his money. She's taking money from the bali chayv with the mindset that eventually they'll collect from the husband. That's not an outright exchange. Of Israel, no. A merava, dilma l'chatchilu d'loy. Yeah, when it's an outright apparent exchange, it would be usher, perhaps. But here, vi avad, avad. Over here, it's just a... The end result is that they'll take their husband's assets, but it's not like she actually handed those assets in exchange for this money. So it's not really a true exchange, and therefore over here there's no question that it's mutter. Elo tashma, rather we'll have a different raya. From a Mishnah, makadish be'arla enim kodeshes. So a person takes arla from the first 3 years of the fruit tree's growth, which is asar bahano, gives it to an isha for the sake of kiddushin of marriage. It doesn't work. It's worthless. It's not money. It has no monetary value because it's asr bahana. But Machron takes those fruits, which are Asabana, and sells them. And takes the money that he got in exchange for the Isra'ana, the Chilufin, the Kiddush B'dmein, takes that money and does Kiddushin with that. Harezu Mekudesh, it works, and he can keep his wife. He doesn't have to redo the Kiddushin and spend the money again. Apparently, he could have Ana from something taken in exchange for Isra'ana. Says the Gemara, no, Achinami here as well. Keep in mind that we're two steps removed from the Isra'ana. True. You can't have benefit from something exchanged with Isra'ana. The Avad Avad, but here, if he did it, meaning he went a step further. He took the initial Isra'ana, the Erla, got money for it. Took that money, which is Chilufin, and gave it to the Isha, and got the Isha. That's Chilufin, Chilufin. It's a double Chiluf. Two steps away from the Isra'ana. In this case, there's no issue. Of course, it's Mut. But perhaps when it's the first generation of Chilufin, perhaps it would be Asr. So we leave it undecided. Bottom line is, when a person specifies this asset, this property is Asr to you, that Isra remains in place even after the owner loses ownership of that process, of that asset. If a person makes something Asr on himself, the Gidulim and Chilufin are Asr. What if he makes it Asr on his friend? The Gidulim are Asr. Regarding Chilufin, we did not really have a conclusion. All the best to you and Hatzlach Rabbah.